Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Cardin, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store. Don't You Date Me, a podcast where me, Nicole Pyre, tries to figure out how I'm still single, even though you could come all over my tiles and tell me you just re-caulked my tub. My guest today, he is a comedian and a writer who co-executive produced Billy on the Street and created and starred in the series Difficult People, also hosts a podcast called Double Threat, which is available every Monday on the Forever Dog Network. Put your ears open for...
Yes,
Julie Klausner!
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me, Nicole.
Thank you for doing this. Julie,
you look beautiful as always.
Thank you. I love that you said that. I'm not wearing a stitch of makeup.
Me neither. I was actually... I was thinking about that yesterday. I was like, is it a drop of makeup? A stitch of makeup? What would you say when you aren't wearing any?
I say... a stitch? A drop? I think I just said stitch. But drop is also a good one.
Yeah.
An ounce.
Well, you look fabulous.
Thank you.
And I haven't seen you in I've been waiting to tell you this, but your purple Siriano like made me cry.
Thank you, Julie. It is, I think, my favorite look I've ever done in my whole entire life.
I'm like getting emotional thinking about it. When I saw you, this is the Emmy, I'm not like I cry at fashion moments kind of person, but this was like the Emmys 2021 and you showed up on the red carpet and I was overwhelmed.
Thank you, Julie.
I just had to share because to this day, I think of it and I the word iconic gets tossed around a lot, but it was just, it was so memorable and it just evoked emotions. And it made me think of like, this is what beauty can do. It can actually like change how you feel. And it changed how I felt in that moment. And I was just so happy and so excited and proud of you, and you just look so beautiful. I just had to share that.
Thank you. I very much appreciate that. When I saw the dress, cried.
Yeah.
When I put the dress on, cried.
Yep.
Before I got my makeup on, cried. Like, I just felt so pretty, and I feel like a lot of fat women don't get that opportunity. A lot of women in general, or people who identify as women, don't get that opportunity in general because
you know, sometimes stuff isn't made to fit us all. And I was very blessed.
Absolutely.
What a dumb word. To be able to wear something custom made for me.
You transferred that feeling to everyone looking at you. So everyone looking at you also felt blessed. Everybody looking at you being beautiful felt lucky and seen. And like, it was such a Cinderella moment. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Well, I don't know where it is. I think it's at the...
Doesn't matter.
Maybe FIT.
It should be at the Smithsonian. It should be next to, like, what do they have at the Smithsonian? Archie Bunker's chair? Get that out of there, first of all. What's that doing? That piss soaked thing. Blech.
Oh my God, Julie, the most horrific thing happened to me this week. Speaking of being single, Hinge decided to delete my profile.
Why? Do they think that you were an imposter? Do they think someone was pretending to be you?
I think that's what happened because I went to log in and they were like, "You have violated our guidelines." And I was like, "What?
You're too famous for Hinge."
I was like, I certainly did not say anything terrible to anybody. And then I like tweeted about it. I was like, "Oh, I've been wronged." And then they were like, "We thought someone was impersonating you." And I was like, "I am famously single." Like, I.
Yes. Yes. I'm famously single and famously just famous.
So single.
They don't know how to handle that.
And
did they reinstate your profile? What happened?
They did. But I was like, truly, and I've said this before to people who've been like, "Are you catfishing me?" I'm like, I would pick a better celebrity. I would pick someone who's actually famous. Like, I would really just pick a better one. But, you know,
I think whatever. That's first of all, I think that's fabulous that you've been that you were kicked off of Hinge. And I would definitely come up with a different reason as to why. Just to tell people about how you were like sending people photos of your asshole or something. and then my next question to you is, has Hinge been a good, like a productive app for you to the extent where when it was deleted, you were disappointed because you're like, "Oh, this was actually a good one."
It was a good one. And the last two people I dated for like over a month, like over 2 months or whatever, we're both from Hinge.
Okay.
So I like Hinge and I've talked about it on the show about how much I like it. So when they removed me, I was like, "What did I do to you?"
How does it compare to Bumble? What are the other ones? Bumble, Tinder,
OkCupid, Raya.
OkCupid is still around?
Coffee Meets Bagel, but I don't like that one. OkCupid is still kicking.
Coffee Meets Bagel sounds anti-Semitic. That sounds, I don't know about that. It's like some Kyrie Irving stuff there.
I don't know. I don't like it personally.
It sounds... because was it what about Millions of Fish or something, or Plenty of Fish?
I don't know if that still exists.
If you had to reduce each one of those apps to like a headline, what would you say?
I mean, Tinder was a hookup app, but then I went on a couple dates recently on Tinder where it was like, "No, I'm actually looking for someone." So I feel like it's come full circle. So Tinder, full circle.
Okay.
Hinge was good, now bad. OkCupid. Oh boy, everyone's a real, truly just a real nightmare.
Well, wait. It's just you being like bad, bad, bad.
Well, they're all bad.
Yeah.
None of them are like a treat.
Keep going.
None of them are a dream.
Keep going.
They're
keep
all
going.
Bumble. You're a black woman, good luck, because asking a man on a date is aggressive and that's what you have to do. You have to ask the gentleman out.
Oh, wow. That's wow.
But I will say I've gotten some fun messages on Tinder. This kind person said, "Hello, Nicole. Are you a library book? Because I'm checking you out."
I love it.
I liked it. I was like, okay, that's fun with me.
Yeah.
Okay. This other person said, this is Tinder.
Did you write back, "Okay, that's fun with me"?
No.
How do you flirt?
I didn't write anything back because I didn't like them.
Oh, okay.
But this person said, "Nice to match with you, Nicole. ... So technically it means we're dating, right?
I don't know, buddy.
That's not it.
This sounds like a dad joke app that you're on. You're matching with guys that are making corny dad jokes.
Oh, I know. Or rude people. This person said, Matt said, you, me, room 2182 at the Westin. How's that sound? And I wrote, bad.
Although, keep in mind, that's probably on the 21st floor. That sounds like a suite.
It does sound like a suite, but I'm like, can you take me out to drinks before trying to fuck me? I mean, I'm just getting older. I need to be, I don't know, slightly wooed, you know? Okay, this other person said, hi, Nicole, yummy with an I profile. Where do you live? I'm not telling you.
Where do you live?
I'm not telling you. Why would I tell you where I live?
Did he mean LA versus New York? Was it just him making conversation, or was he just like, I want your address?
I don't know. To me, it seemed like he want any man who's using yummy with an I and yeah. asks me where I live. I think they want to come over.
Here's a very fun fact / tangent. It was when I was in sixth grade, I started cookie and brownie business called Yummy with an I, where I would make Duncan Hines chocolate chip cookies and brownies and bring them in and sell them for I think like 25 cents a cookie and 50 cents a brownie to my classmates.
Wow.
Yeah.
So an entrepreneur you were.
I was, but I think it was just an excuse for me to like make brownies and cookies every day.
Fair.
It didn't last. I had a partner who would not pull her weight.
Oh, no.
She did not pull her weight. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then did you have to dissolve the company?
I had to fire everybody. I screamed at my mom. No, my mom was like, Rachel's mother asked if they were made from a mix, and I said they weren't. And I was like, good job, mom. And then Rachel tried to get me to like lower the price. She's like, I'm just saying that more people might buy more if they were cheaper. And I was like, thanks for the advice.
I mean, she's not wrong, but also it's like, what are profit margins? If we can get people to pay a higher price, they should pay the higher price. And then if we have too much product, then we discount it at the end of the day.
Yeah, thanks for, right, exactly. Like, thanks for the business school. And also, by the way, are you buying? Because if you're not, next. You know what I mean? But anyway, so this guy said yummy with an I, not the name of my entrepreneurial business, which did not last a week. It did not last a week.
Well, maybe you should join forces with this guy and then launch a yummy with an I company.
Cut to like a year from now. I'm giving a TED talk, like women in business.
Real quick. We have to take a break.
Oh, my God.
Spring is the best time to start a new workout routine. It's our yearly collective warm-up, and Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards whatever you're looking for. Okay, Peloton can accommodate your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. Even if you only have 5 minutes, there's a class to get your body moving, and I have to stress how important that is. 5 minutes is better than no minutes. Peloton has a range of class types fit for every goal and mood. Move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can just jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day, because that's what it is, a journey. And listen, Peloton has everything you need to get to where you're going. Whether you prefer to run outdoors, row or ride at home, or strength train at the gym, Peloton is something for you. Ooh, the Peloton classes I like to do are strength training. I also like the yoga because I'm always trying to get more flexible because I love doing splits because I'm slutty. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dateme today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dateme.
And we're back. Okay, as a businesswoman.
Yes, I would like to say that yummy sweets are here to stay. They're like, wait.
I love it.
Is she going to rhyme her whole TED Talk? We invited her. This woman made billions in the baked goods world. Baking Dunkin'. Because, I mean, I will say, Nicole, it's like not a bad idea to start baking box cakes and treats and just selling them. Like, why can't I go to the store to get a Duncan Hines brownie? Do you know what I mean?
It is a good idea. I don't know why. Like, you could open a bakery and just sell, like, Nestle Toll House recipe cookies.
That's what I'm
saying.
Because
they're very good. Like, why are we reinventing the wheel? I've had a lot of Nestle
cookies.
They're,
like, warm all the time. Like, those box cakes, like, those, like, I will also say nothing is better than, to me, a yellow Duncan Hines, like, box cake with a chocolate, like, a Pillsbury chocolate frosting or something. Anyway, that would be my bakery. It'd be like the box cake bakery.
I think that's a good idea. And honestly, I think you should do it.
I think I will. And I will say that in my TED Talk. I'll say, I want to thank Nicole, but this time I'm still rhyming. These are the people I'd like to thank before I go to the bank.
Everyone's like, is she just listing her errands? What's happening?
And I'm going to fix my hair.
Julie.
Yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
Are you dating or are you single or are you, I'm not saying, because that's an option.
I have been seeing someone for a while, so I'm not single.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And you say for a while.
5 years.
Can I ask how long? Five years.
5 years, yeah.
That's nice. What is the secret to first getting somebody, maintaining someone, and hitting the 5-year mark?
I don't think there's a secret. I think it's just luck. And I also think when it comes to dating and it comes to you being single, it's just, and I know that, like, especially with the women I know who tend to, like, constantly look inward and constantly say, how can I be more available? How can I be more this? How can I do more of that? It really just comes down to, like, you just haven't met the right person yet, and you will. Like, you're going to meet somebody who can, like, who's, and it's not even, like, who can handle you or who can not be intimidated by you. It's like, there's the right person, and it, you know, they just haven't crossed your path yet. It just hasn't happened. There's nothing you're doing wrong, in other words. And there's nothing there's nothing that you're not doing that you should be doing. It's just a matter of, like, luck and timing. And that's so out of your control. So I don't know. I always tell women, like, you're just keep doing what you're doing. Like, it's just a matter of, like, you just haven't met the right person yet. That's all.
But it could be in my control if you told me where you met your significant other, and then I could try to recreate it so that I could find love myself.
Well, I do want to see you in a red wig, first of all. Have you ever done red? Have you ever been red?
In high school, I did a lot of burgundy.
Oh, like the Feria red?
Yes, like very, very... Yeah. Early 2000s.
Oh,
like,
the Carrie Ann Moss maroon.
Yeah, like a maroony burgundy. That was my color. It had a hold
Ox
on
blood,
me.
Basically.
Mm-hmm.
I think you will meet. I met him working, doing what I do, and I think that will happen with you too.
Okay. So when you were single before 5 years, so let's rewind to 6 years ago, yes. You were single?
Yes.
Were you ever on any dating apps?
I was on all of them. All of them. And it is a nightmare, but I imagine it's worse now because of the, like, well, because the last couple years of pandemic, like not wanting to get together, like, I don't know, the idea of taking things to in-person seems like a bigger step, that people are kind of more addicted to the app and the swiping of it than the meeting, which I think has always sort of been the case, but I guess now it must be harder. And then also just like, I don't know, things just seem shittier in general.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll tell you exactly what happened. So before the fucking vaccine and before we were like pretending that this was done, like I would talk to people and then like it would just fizzle. And then I was like, well, I'm done. Until we could go back outside, I'm done. And then after the vaccine rolled out, people would like, I would do outdoor dates, meet people in a park, meet someone at like the fucking alfresca street dining where you're like literally eating a steak in a fucking tailpipe. And, you know, you'd be like, I don't know, am I going to kiss this person? Who knows? Now it's a fucking free for all.
Yeah.
Nobody gives a shit.
No one knows. Oh, you mean in terms of just like no one cares about like getting together or COVID or.
I mean, people will just kiss you. Like, yeah, it's just, you know.
That I never got used to when I was on a first date with someone and I was sort of getting to know them and then they just reach over and start smooching me. I would be like, I can't. I cannot compute.
I went on a date with a man. This was like, I don't know, it was a while ago. Whatever. But I went on a date with this man who was like six pumpkins tall. Did I tell this story, Mars? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
Is this a post I Saw the Nightmare Before Christmas style of measurement that you're doing now?
Sure is. I Saw the Nightmare Before Christmas and I said, I will measure everything in pumpkins and bones. So he was six pumpkins, two bones tall. And
I can't.
He was dressed like Jeffrey Dahmer. He was wearing a bomber jacket.
What?
And like a baseball cap. And I feel like bomber jackets and baseball caps is the mark of a serial killer trying not to get recognized.
Or a presidential assassin. He was like going to kill the president or something.
Maybe. But I was like, if he fucking slays my pussy first, do I care? I could just go, I didn't know.
He's gonna be the pussy assassin.
You know, I'm here for that. So yeah. We go to my favorite restaurant and he was like, and I asked him to share an arugula salad and he said he doesn't eat vegetables. So I was like, so what, are your insides rotten? What do you mean you don't eat vegetables? You're a grown serial killer. You should be eating many vegetables to keep, you know, the killings happening. But anyway, I digress. So he ends up sharing it with me and I was like, look, it's arugula but a lot of Parmesan and it's not a real salad. And he was like, I guess it's fine. And I was like, oh my God. So then our conversation was terrible and he would like ask me a question. I would answer it. And it was like a question that he could build on and tell me his answer. But then I would just have to stare at him as he shoveled food in his mouth and then be like, so what about you? Do you have a sibling? And then he would like tell me. And then I ended up driving him home because he had walked to the restaurant. He didn't live super far. So I dropped him off. I was dropping him off. He like was wiggling in his seat at me. And I was like, oh my God.
Feel unsafe at all when you were driving him home?
No, because it wasn't that far. And okay. What are you going to do while I'm driving?
Serial
kill me. So I swerve into oncoming traffic and then kill multiple people. And then you're in the car too. When we stop, maybe I'll be worried.
If you're trying to serial kill, it's like a very efficient, that's a very 7-in-1 blow kind of move. But keep going. Yeah. Yeah. So so you're driving him home.
So we pull up to his apartment building and he's wiggling around. And I was like, does he have to pee or something? And I was just staring at him. And I was like, what? He said, I had a really great time. And I said, oh, thank you. He's like, I'd like to go out again. I said, oh, yeah, me. I think so, too. And then he just stared at me and I was like, are you gonna like kiss me or something? And he was like, I'm thinking about it. And I said, OK. And then he leaned over and he kissed me with an open mouth.
Yes.
He open mouth kissed me with no tongue.
OK.
No tongue, though. Just open mouth on my mouth. And then he rubbed my stomach like I was a troll doll. He rubbed me like I was like something for good luck. He rubbed me like the stump at the Apollo.
Nicole.
He rubbed my stomach in the weirdest fucking way and then like leaned back and smiled. And then I pulled away and then pulled over and burst into tears because I was like, what is this?
Why? I was hoping you were going to say burst into laughter, but that's worse.
Well, it was like laughter and tears. It was a little bit of both. It was pretty manic.
You got a Kermit the Frog kiss. You got two puppets.
Yeah.
Like whatever uh-huh. that puppet open mouth was.
Uh-huh.
And then he rubbed your stomach and smiled.
Yes.
This man must be stopped.
It was very strange. It was so weird. And then he like texted me a couple times, but I took a long time to answer, which is rude. I should have been like, what I usually do is I didn't really feel any chemistry, so I'm so sorry. God bless. Good luck. But
has that ever backfired? Do guys ever get mad when you get that, when you send that?
Yes. I've sent it to two gentlemen and one of them got very angry. He was like, well, yeah, good luck to you too. I mean, maybe I inferred it that way because it was a text message, but it just seemed a little aggressive.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Dating is, how you say, sad.
I'm sorry that happened to you. I hate that. And then he also had the first shit he's ever had because he had vegetables that night.
Maybe that's why he was wiggling. He was like, I don't know what this
is. Oh, yes. He was feeling his body was starting to work for the first time.
Yeah, it just blew my mind. I was like, why don't you eat vegetables? What's wrong with you?
That can be the spinoff to this show. Why won't you eat vegetables?
Why won't you eat vegetables? Why won't you eat vegetables? The theme song I'll have to rework a little bit.
I disagree. If you touch it, it'll be like putting a mustache on the Mona Lisa or putting one of those cans of soup on the paintings like these protesters like to do these days.
It is weird.
I'm no art fan. I'm a fan of soup.
See, I don't like soup.
You don't?
I don't like soup. I do like art. I think soup is bad.
Hold on. Record scratch. Yes.
Okay.
Matzo ball soup?
That I've actually never had.
What?
I've never had it.
Oh my God. I want to take you to eat matzo ball soup for the first time and see if you like it with noodles.
Where can I get it from?
Kreplach. Kreplach are boiled dumplings with ground beef inside of them, and they're so good. The best matzo ball soup, I think, is at the Second Avenue Deli or Veselka.
I love Veselka. They have delicious pierogies.
They sure do. Well, kreplach are like pierogies.
Ooh.
They are wonderful. You will love them. What about stews like chilies and things like that?
I don't love chili. Chili by itself seems insane.
What about on top of rice or a potato?
I guess, but it seems like too much.
Loving this. This is interesting to me.
Yeah, like whenever people eat like chili from Wendy's, I'm like, that looks
disgusting.
Well, chili
from Wendy's. Remember when that lady was like, I found a finger in it, and they found out it was just like her husband's that like he like hacked it off. And she put it in the chili and was like, let's make some money today.
No.
White people are horrible. Why? I have to, if anyone takes anything away from this interview,
that's,
I just want to go on record and say white people are awful.
Truly wild.
Yeah. Let me look that up.
My God.
I want to make sure that I'm not, because there was a couple of cases like that. I think they were from the 90s, because remember there was the hot coffee case.
Oh, yeah, where McDonald's was like, this is a frivolous lawsuit. And then I watched a documentary and her coffee was heated up to like 400 degrees.
I know, and her vagina was like, okay. So the chili finger was in 2010. This was in San Jose.
Wow.
And the hot coffee thing, yes, that I remember seeing that as well. It was a documentary about tort reform. So I could be like, McDonald's was totally wrong. And then meanwhile, I'm like, can I have a small cone? Here's what I order at McDonald's. A small cone or a coffee in the morning. If I have to,
I'll drink McDonald's coffee.
I really like their coffee.
Bad.
I like their coffee.
It's pretty good.
I like their coffee. And I'm trying to think of like what else if I had to order something at McDonald's. I'm not crazy about their fries.
See, I like their fries, but I like them fresh without salt. because they have to like make, they have to drop you new fries if you want them without salt.
Is that true? That's a good tip.
That's how you get hot, fresh fries.
I had no idea. That's a great tip, is get them with no salt. And that way you have to wait and you meet all kinds of friends.
All sorts of good, fun people. My dad, he used to order them no salt because he had high cholesterol and shit. But he liked having a treat on Thursdays. And then anytime I would like reach in the bag and like eat his fries, I'd be like, these are so much better than the fries we get.
Because they just made them.
Yes, because they're very fresh.
This is a great tip.
It is.
Also, my dad isn't allowed to eat salt in the last few years either. And sometimes I eat his food by mistake and you're like, bah. You're like, it's like eating the it's like the Tupperware in the fridge. It's like, no, that was for the dog. How come the salmon doesn't have any sauce in it?
Eating healthy sucks.
Not
and people
a fan.
Have said to me, they're like, Nicole, you just have to like season it or you make it delicious. And I was like, the lie detector detected that is a fucking lie. Healthy food inherently is not good because you can't put too much salt in it.
Right.
You can't really flavor it in a way that's like yummy.
Right.
And then, I don't know, it's trash. But I did discover smoothies.
You like smoothies, but you don't like soup. Whereas soup is just think of it as a hot smoothie.
See, that makes me very angry. Wait, what did you do for Halloween?
I went to the Duane Reade downstairs to look for candy for the trick-or-treaters in case they showed up, and all the candy was locked up because everything's locked up. For shoplifters, and I didn't want to talk to a Duane Reade employee to ask him to like unlock it. So I bought Pop-Tarts instead in case I had to give any out to children.
What, are we going to open it up and give them a little, you break them off like the crown at the end of Mean Girls?
I was going to be the like the cool neighbor that like has like, here's two, you know, like the packet. And no one showed up, so I ended up having Pop-Tarts for dinner and I watched the parade and it was fine.
I like that. I think that's it's a nice, fun Halloween.
Okay, I hope so. I mean, I am in my mid-40s, like, and I don't have any children, so I hope I did okay. But I do, like I said, I did look at my social media and I was like, am I not doing life correctly? Am I not having enough fun?
I mean, everybody went out. Also, people are now doing photo shoots for their costumes. And I was like, when
are
did
you
this
serious?
Happen?
Are you goddamn serious? That's not acceptable. Well, you know what? One of my biggest pet peeves is when like normies, when civilians like dress up and they go to parties and they stay in character of the person they're dressed up
I've
as.
Never seen that.
It's a nightmare. So you're talking to someone who's dressed as Popeye and you're like, you're Popeye. And he's like, or whatever the fuck it is. Or,
you know? See, I would like that. I like when people commit to the bit.
Oh, boy.
I watched a movie on Halloween with my two friends, but I was supposed to go to Heidi Klum's Halloween party this year.
Oh, the worm
costume.
She
was a worm, and amazing. It made me laugh so hard. What a treat to see Heidi Klum get so excited and film the process to become a worm.
Yeah.
But
hours of the most claustrophobic looking prosthetic costume ever.
And she just looked so happy as that worm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I hosted Jimmy Kimmel over the summer while he was on vacation and interviewed Heidi Klum. And she was like, come to my Halloween party. And I was like, yeah, right. You'll never fucking remember. And then I got the invite and I was like, oh, shit. Okay. But then I sat on it for too long.
Yeah.
And by the time I like made the choice to go, I didn't have any time to set up like a makeup artist or like someone to make me something. And I was like, I can't go to Heidi Klum's Halloween party.
Yeah.
Not
right.
Like giving or serving something. You know what I mean?
Yes. You can't just go to like Halloween Adventure and get like some devil horns and call it a night.
No. And I'm like, I think about it a lot.
I would give yourself permission to never think about it again.
I don't know, Julie. What if my future partner was there?
What? Dressed up like fucking Captain Crook? I mean, come on. No, we don't meet. Do we meet people at Halloween parties? No.
I don't know. Maybe this would have been the year. She literally said,
don't you dare.
I will introduce you to someone at my Halloween party. And Julie, what if I like.
It sounds like a threat.
What if I fucked it up?
You think. I Nicole, you're good.
What if Heidi Klum rolled around the floor into a man and was like, "Do you want to talk to Nicole, man?" And this man was like, "Yeah." And I go, "Okay." And then he's like, "I want to love you forever." And I go, "This is good. Okay, bye-bye." Mm-hmm. What happens? It could have fucking happened. What a dream that would have been.
No. That absolutely not. There would have been people around her in I just don't like the idea of you in costume meeting someone else in costume. Okay. And it just didn't seem like it would be grounded in any. I feel like this is what you should do. Reach out to Heidi Klum and say, "Listen, your worm costume was insane and hilarious. I still want you to introduce me to the love of my life. Let's figure something out in the future." I don't think the Halloween party would have been the thing. I just don't. I don't think it's, I don't, I think you need to exonerate, just let yourself off the hook on this one.
Okay. I really can't stop thinking about how I may have fucked
You've
up.
You've got to stop thinking about it. Now, this is what I'm thinking about. Heidi Klum chooses to look like a worm. What about the rest of us?
I know, but that's the
she
nice
has a
thing.
Makeup artist come and be like, "Oh, look at me. Wouldn't it be fun if I look like a slug?"
I like it. I think it's fun
fabulous.
When a pretty person is like,
"Yes,
I don't know. What's it like to be a worm or like be ugly?"
I completely agree. I just am saying it must be nice. It must be nice.
It must be.
Because I saw her at the end of the evening. She like put lingerie on and she had her titties out. Did you see those photos?
Oh, did she? Was she was a tittied worm?
Well, she was wearing some lingerie. I know this because I obviously follow Ice-T and Coco and they were there.
Oh.
And they took some pictures with Heidi later in the evening. And so she had like some of the worm like mask still on, but she was in like a teddy, like a see-through teddy. And you're like, "Oh, that's what Heidi Klum's nipples are."
Wow. You love to see it.
So it became worm to sexy worm.
I love that. I think that's really fun to go from worm to sexy worm.
I'm still waiting.
And then I love that. You're still waiting to become the sexy worm? Julie, I hate to break it to you. I think you're there.
Thank you.
I think you're a very sexy worm.
Oh.
Real quick, we have to take another break. Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better so you can like order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho. Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder.
You didn't do anything wrong. The future ahead of you has your partner in it, and you're going to. You just haven't met the right person yet, but you will. And I would have done the same thing. I would have said, "Oh, that sounds fun," and then when it came down to it, be like, I can't turn this out.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want to be photographed and not look good. And I guess I don't know. Maybe I just feel like I missed an opportunity.
I promise you, you did not. I promise you. They missed an opportunity hanging out with Nicole Byer, but you did not miss an opportunity.
All right.
I promise. They'll be better. And if Heidi Klum is going to introduce you to your partner, she will not do it at the Halloween party. She will do it in another form.
Okay.
At Fair. The Tim Gunn Christmas party. What about that?
I would go to a Tim Gunn Christmas party.
Fun.
I love Tim Gunn. Make it
Me
work.
Too.
I loved Project Runway, specifically season 2 with Santino and Andre.
Who won that season?
That, I think Wendy, the villain of the season. I believe she won. Wait, did she win? Okay. I think she did. Okay, winner sees. This is what people love. When you Google things
Googling?
On a podcast.
Oh, the two people's favorite two things, Googling and podcasts.
Oh, Chloe. Oh, wait, maybe it was first season that I love. Oh, okay. So it was the very first season. And Jay McCarroll won? Who's that?
I have never heard that name in my life.
Me either. God bless. I'm so sorry, Jay, if you listen to this. And I'm saying I don't. Oh, I remember Jay. He was adorable.
Is he going to address you? You should have him dress you next just to apologize.
Maybe.
I don't know,
he was
don't
on the set of Mayor of Easttown.
Oh, good.
Let's see. He's doing well, I think.
The most fashionable show on television. He fit Kate Winslet windbreaker over her sweater just so.
He worked in the wardrobe department. I love it.
I don't know if Evan Peters would wear that boot. That might be a different kind of boot.
I haven't. Wait, where's Austin Scarlett? Where is he? This is fun. This is just me Googling now.
Project Runway, where are they now?
Oh, he's a successful wedding and gown designer.
You can't put the word successful. You cannot put the word successful in your own bio. I'm sorry. You're just not allowed to.
You don't think?
No.
But what if you're successful?
That's for the audience to judge. That's for us to judge.
I see. I see.
You can say prolific.
You can
say I've worked with various. You can say I've done everything from this to that. But you can't say I'm a successful businessman.
I mean, I'm calling him a success because these gowns are gorgeous.
Are they? This is
gorgeous
who?
Gowns. Lovely gowns.
I love gorgeous
gowns.
Austin
Scarlett.
Austin Scarlett is such a good name. Oh, my God. He is everything.
Oh, he is absolutely fabulous.
These photos look like he's been caught. This is every photo I've ever taken of my cat, he looks like. Okay, so these gowns are very traditional. You love this.
They're really pretty. I love a traditional gown.
You do?
I do.
Oh, wow. Okay, so he's doing a lot of bridal too, huh?
Mm-hmm. All the bridal. And I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Oh, I can get it at Saks Fifth Avenue. Okay. I've seen your apartment in apartment therapy.
Yes.
But seeing it over Zoom is delightful.
Here's the ceiling. All of the colors meet at
so
the ceiling.
Many colors.
And then this is the little television corner. It's not a big place because it's, you know, in Manhattan, but mm-hmm. I try to make the most of what I got.
You know, I think that's what everyone should do. I didn't realize when I lived in New York with roommates that it doesn't cost that much to make your space pretty and how you want it to look.
Right.
Like, I wish I knew about removable wallpaper in my early 20s.
I mean, just because it's a rental doesn't mean you have to act like you're, you know, going to move out of your dorm at the end of the semester.
Yes. There's this lady on Instagram. Oh, I cannot remember her name. She's an adorable Indian woman, I believe. But she has an apartment much like yours where it's like painted and stuff. And then she was like, people keep asking what I'm doing because I'm moving. moving, and it just shows her painting it back to white. That's all you have to do.
It's so exactly. It's depressing, but that's just, yeah, everything gets painted back to white.
Mm-hmm. But I was like, if I was her landlord, mm-hmm. I would have just been like, leave it.
Yeah, I'll charge more.
Somebody else will like it. Yeah, I'll charge more to be like, live in this fabulous apartment.
Yeah, I have removable wallpaper in my... Well, every wallpaper is removable, right? That's the nature of wallpaper.
Technically, yes. But when it's put on with paste, you have to scrape it off.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be scraping.
It's truly just a nightmare. But yeah. The like peel and stick, which is a nightmare to put up, is a dream. Because you just peel it off.
Did you put it up yourself? Did you put it up yourself?
I sure did. In my little office, I put it up myself.
I'm gagged.
And there are gaps. There are bubbles. There are bumps.
Creases.
Honey.
Yeah. It's like my skin.
Everything.
It's like my cleavage skin right now.
Well, cleavage skin. Mine doesn't do anything. I don't really have titties.
The divot right now is dire. I have a dire divot.
I would love to have a dire divot. I just have a flat.
Oh, no. I mean it like dire, meaning like there's some like acne going on in between.
That's fine.
That
means some titties are having a great time together. You know?
that's just them high-fiving.
Yes. Anytime there's something going on between your titties, it just means that they're having a great time together. You got a lot of titty.
Right.
You said something years and years and years ago that still makes me laugh. You call your boobs big naturals.
Yes.
And
yes.
On an episode of Difficult People, and it made me laugh. Till this day, I don't know how long ago that was.
Oh yeah, they're not as big as I'm older. Like my body is redistributing, which is like you're like okay. Don't remember when I signed off on that, but yeah, no, they're big natties. That's true. That is true. Big nat.
That is wild that your body is just constantly changing. How fucking annoying.
I hate it. Like my butt is flatter. And because I'm of the Jewish disposition, like I mm-hmm. already have a naturally wide, flat rear end. So like it looks like, you know, when you see hamburger buns or like potato rolls in the store and like there's four uh-huh. of them, that's like exactly what. And as that, like, and as I'm getting older, everything's just sort of like, they're just sort of, it's like when you kind of lean on the rolls in the bakery.
Okay.
Someone's been leaning on the rolls.
Just a little leaned on roll is the tushy.
Yeah. And then pressing up into the fupa and the fupa is becoming a little bit more plentiful. There is more bounty
sure.
in the fupa.
More cushion for the pushing. Julie, I didn't know this, but you were born in New York City, but
yes.
You didn't grow up in the city.
I grew up in Westchester. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Middletown, New Jersey.
Okay, so you're... Oh, right, yes. Okay, good. Okay, okay.
I would come
okay.
to the city all the time. So wait, when did you end up moving... So how long
I
did
went
you
to
live
NYU.
In the city before... Oh, okay.
So I've been here for like 1996.
Holy shit. So
Giuliani, 9/11. I mean, you name it. I was there. I saw all the restaurants.
So you truly have seen the city change in a way that. So I lived here for 8 years and I've been away for about 10. And every time I come back, I'm like, what is this?
Yeah.
What is happening?
You're like
I'm here
Jack
now.
Skellington. You're like, what's this? What's this? What's this?
Da, 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 I da, get da, that da. Reference because I just saw that movie last year.
Oh, God.
For the very first time.
Tim Burton does not like casting black people. He doesn't.
No.
They don't go with his aesthetic.
Which is, I get it. They're very pale people. And
what?
Well. Whatchamajiggy, the Oogie Boogie Man is voiced by a black man.
Oh, God, yes, I remember that. That's
but
bad.
The Oogie Boogie Man is like...
That's bad.
What is Oogie Boogie Man? What's he made out of?
Bugs. It's bad.
Yeah, he's gross.
That was like when people were like, hey, Woody Allen cast a black person and then he made Deconstructing Harry and he had like a black woman play a prostitute. And you're like, I don't know if that's exactly, or sex worker.
It's like, it's not what we were asking for.
Yeah,
but thank you so much.
Oh my God. No. I've been here the whole time, and it's weird. And COVID was weird.
It's bizarre.
And my neighborhood is weird. And I moved to a different neighborhood, and this neighborhood is weird. And everything's just completely. But do you miss it? Do you miss the East Coast? Do you miss snow and like New York 1 and 10-10 winds?
I do miss New York 1. And I've been here for like a week. And yesterday I caught myself just watching New York 1. Like,
oh, it's like oxygen. Turn it on first thing. And I will also tell you, the other day was Halloween, and my favorite mm-hmm. thing to do on Halloween is to watch the New York One coverage of the Halloween parade.
Yes, it is delightful.
Absolutely. Where all they do is ask people, are you cold?
And they're like, you know, a little cold, having fun, you know.
Yeah, having fun. How long did it take to make your costume? Oh, this year we worked on it for 4 months. Great. Is it cold in that costume, or can you? Yeah, it's the best.
Well, they got to let the people know if it's chilly, but it's not chilly. It doesn't feel like fall here. It feels like spring. Also, there's a Shake Shack on every fucking corner. It is now a McDonald's. It used to be a special thing. You'd go to Madison Square Park.
Why is Shake Shack?
I don't know.
Was Shake Shack ever good?
Yes.
It was?
When it was in Madison Square Park, it was like a thing where you go,
fine.
Let's travel for some fast food.
Right.
And now it's fucking everywhere.
As fast food should be, in a way. First of all, I'm sorry for your loss. I also think Shake Shack was never that great, but maybe I was just ordering the wrong thing.
I think it was just better than McDonald's, and then like a thing where people were like, oh my God, it's so fucking good. You gotta get. But their milkshakes are good. I like them.
Do they call them concretes? Are they like.
I think that's what they used to call them, but maybe they still do. I don't know.
I think McDonald's is its own kind. Like, I don't even think of McDonald's as what they do as hamburgers. I think of it as McDonald's. Like, I feel like those, just like a hamburger or a cheeseburger, like that's dog food. Those are things mm-hmm. you get for a dog when the dog went to the vet and did a really good job.
I mean, I kind of agree. Although in the beginning I did like it, but now they're fucking everywhere and I'm over it.
Yeah.
But my favorite restaurant is still open. So
Tell
that
me.
Makes me very happy.
Tell me what your favorite restaurant is.
It's called Toast. You'll go and you'll be so underwhelmed. It's on 125th, or it's between. So you take the train to 125th, the one, and then it's in between LaSalle and Tenement. I think that's the other street on Broadway. It's my favorite. I used to live truly above it, and I'd go there every single day. And sometimes I didn't have money, and they'd be like, Nicole, come back tomorrow. You'll pay us tomorrow. It was delightful, and it's still open and it's still delicious.
What do they serve? What kind of food do they have?
Okay, so their website used to say Truck Stop Gourmet. I feel like I've talked about this a lot on my podcast, but you know, whatever, Julie.
Yeah.
I don't want them to go under, so I'm sending people to them.
No, also food, cocks. What do people get too much of? Not those two things.
Not those two things. Julie, did you say cocks? Penises?
Yes.
I'm horny.
I know.
Are you horny?
Not right now, but I'm familiar with the brand. I know the brand. The brand is strong.
It is very, very strong. Always
but wait,
horny.
Tell me about this menu. I know, always horny, always hungry.
Okay, listen.
Always on a little. What was that? IFC, like sometimes off or something?
Oh, slightly off?
Slightly off!
I think that's what it was, slightly off. IFC, slightly off.
Yeah.
But okay, my order is cheese fries,
mm-hmm.
a Caesar salad with chicken and bacon, light on the croutons, dressing on the side, extra cheese, extra dressing. And then they just added nachos to the menu I got to try the other day. They were so good. My friend got a BLT that was pretty tasty. I had a little bite. They used to have a smoked salmon sandwich that my old roommate would get all the time, but they don't have that anymore.
I'm looking up this menu as you're... Is it themed, like, when you say Truck Stop Gourmet, is it like highbrow, lowbrow food? Is that the idea?
No, I think that's just what somebody said one time and it ended up on their website, but it has since been removed.
Oh, so retro diner space. Oh my God, I love a retro. I'm such a sucker for a retro diner space.
But it's not a retro diner space.
Okay, what about the pasta? Because they do have Wednesday pasta night as I'm looking right now. Have you ever tried
it? The pasta is fine. I feel like I've had the pasta one time. I'm a creature of habit.
Right.
And I don't love change.
What about the mac and cheese, though? Because you can add ground beef to it, and then we're talking about a hamburger helper-like situation, which I think is, like, the best. I don't think there's anything better than, like...
The mac and cheese
ground
is very
beef
good.
And macaroni together.
I think you would like it. I think you need to make a special trip. They have everything you want, and guess what? The service is so slow.
Oh, is
so
it?
So you know it's fresh.
Even for you at this point, I feel like they'd hustle. They put a fire under their butts for you. You're a VIP
no,
customer.
But it's okay. And I don't want to be treated any differently.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. That's why we do. That's why we're in this business. We don't want to be treated differently than anyone else.
I don't. Except when a place is crowded.
I want to shop at Zara. And
although I will say, I went to this place called Employees Only, which is, I think, the Lower East Side or... Maybe West Village. I don't remember. There's one in LA too.
Okay.
But I was meeting up with Echo Kellum, who's on the show I'm on, and the bouncer recognized Echo. So I walked up to the door and he was like, "You don't have to wait. Come right in. I'll take you right to him." And I was like,
"Jeez,
I love this. This is fun. This
more
I'll love
of this,
forever."
Please. Okay. Employees Only looks a little hip for me. Although they do have Katz's pastrami in Reuben croquette form on the menu. And like I said, I love a highbrow, lowbrow, like, mixture. So they're taking Katz's pastrami and they're making it upscale, which I have to admit, I'm a sucker for. And the pappardelle looks really good.
I haven't had any of their food. I've only had drinks from them. But it's a delightful place. I've been having lots of fun in the city. I went to a party where we had to give our names at the door. And I was with Echo, and I smoked, like, the teensiest bit of weed before. Mm-hmm. And the lady at the door was like, "Last name." And Echo was like, "Callum." And he was like, and then looked at me and was like, "Buyer." And I just went, "Yeah." And then she just smiled at me and let me in. And I was just like, "I love life."
You were high on weed.
Just a little toot toot and a little lose my mind.
What was the party like? Was it fun?
It was fun because then I ate some mushrooms and then I got very, very drunk.
Yeah.
But had a delightful time. I forgot how much I missed partying.
Was there dancing?
There wasn't much dancing.
Okay. What kind of a party was it? Was it a sit down? Was there food? Was it just chatting?
There was food. It was food and chatting, and it was just like fun. I just haven't been to like parties in a while.
I've seen things on my friggin' social media feed where I see Halloween parties, and I think, well, first of all, guess my invitation got lost in the mail. A. B. Looks like people are really raging out. Like people that you'd never think would go out for Halloween or dress like Darth Maul or something. And they're just like doing the friggin' like they're doing the electric slide.
I think people have had enough of being alone. How do you like being alone? You've talked about how isolation is an important part of your creative process.
It is. It's nice to have time to make things and putter around and be like gross, like not brush your hair and like, you know, look yourself in the mirror and be like, bah! I think that's a very, very valuable part of every day. But it definitely, like, the needle's definitely gone the other direction lately. So I've got to get back to it. I definitely have more of a tendency to isolate. So I've got to be better about, like, you know, making myself go out and like make and keep plans and be social, because it's very challenging for me. But once I do it, I have a good time. But most of the time, my social like interactions come from, and I'm sure you relate to this, it comes from work. When you're working, you see people. And so when you're not, you're home, like kind of being like, all right, you know, what's the next thing? So it's hard to motivate yourself to be like, I'm going to go out and have dinner with someone just to go out and have dinner with someone.
Yeah, I try really hard. Like if I get out of work early, to be like, I'm going to text someone and see if they want to go to dinner, because it's nice to interact with someone who's like not in the industry, or like maybe someone I haven't seen in a really long time or whatever. it is hard to maintain friendships, especially the older you get. People get like families and shit.
Oh,
and you're like, can't you just like leave your kid home and hang out with me?
Thank you. Although I did ask the parents I know to send me photos of their children's Halloween candy, not the costumes.
The candy.
I wanted to see it. And I saw it and I was like, oh my God, I remember that, because they were divided into little piles. Like, these are all the Skittles and these are. And I was like, I remember doing that.
I don't think I ever. Oh, you know what I did? I would separate the like chocolate from the fruity.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. Okay. I did do that. I saw on Instagram. I don't know if this was real, but it made me laugh so hard. And this person was like, I handed out candy and full-size potatoes, and I asked the kids, do you want candy or a potato? And they were like, 27 times, the kids said that they wanted a potato.
Of course they want a potato. It's the weirdest thing. Even kids are not stupid enough to be like, I'm not passing up a good story. Like,
right?
even kids who are, no one's dumber than kids. Even they know, like, well, this will be something to talk about at school tomorrow.
Yeah, I got a potato for Halloween.
That's hilarious.
Then I was like, maybe I'll go trick-or-treating. So I don't have to go grocery shopping. Maybe people will hand out like carrots and shit.
Absolutely. Oh, because you think that that's the you think you're gonna get some potatoes?
Maybe I'll get potatoes. Maybe I'll get some carrots. You know, maybe I can just, like, make myself a stew.
And then you're like, wait a minute. I'm just going to more locations than going to the grocery store. It's actually a lot more trouble.
You're right. It is much easier just to go to the... I don't even go to the grocery store anymore. I definitely get stuff Instacarted.
I do not go to the grocery store. I absolutely get stuff Instacarted. I don't like the grocery store. I feel like I have my whole old age to look forward to in terms of, like, picking out peaches or whatever the hell, like, but it just, I can't, it's like too cold where the cold parts are cold and I don't cook. So I'm not like looking for stuff. I'm not like one thing of cilantro. And when I have done that in the past, it's always a bummer. Cause then I come home and I'm like, oh God, now I have to wash it. I don't like any of it. I'm the opposite of the kind of,
I don't like,
it
either. I'm not much of a cooker or baker or any of that shit.
I love to eat it.
Cooking for one. So
cooking,
like,
for one is really fucking hard. Like, what the hell is the point? You know what's worse than cooking for one? Cleaning for one after you cook for one. Like, rinsing out the pan. You're like, why did I bring it out of the drawer? This is all my fault.
Absolutely agree. Listen, Julie,
yes,
we've come to the end. Do you have any advice for me as a single woman, other than someone will come into my life when they're meant to come into my life? Do you have any advice?
I know that's a passive remark, but it's meant to fortify you and say that you're doing everything exactly right, because you are. And my advice is to keep being Nicole Byer as beautifully as you are every day, and just keep being yourself and wonderful in every way and every day.
Okay.
And we're Austin by Austin. I don't know about these dresses again. I'm looking at them again.
I think they're nice. I like them.
Well, they're no Siriano, that's for sure.
Correct.
But who is? Only one.
But who is? He's one in a million.
Exactly.
Julie, do you have anything that you want to promote?
I want people to enjoy my podcast, Double Threat, which is with me and Tom Sharpling. Wherever you can get podcasts, you should get it. And I also started recently tie-dyeing clothing and scarves and bags. And I sell tie-dye stuff on my Instagram. So go to my Instagram and buy some tie-dye stuff and make your world more colorful. And that's just my name, Julie Klausner. Yeah, I am having so much fun doing it. I love doing it. I dye stuff out of my kitchen instead of cooking. If I do ever decide to cook, I'll probably poison myself.
Julie.
Well, because I have like the dyes and everything.
Oh, yeah. Fucking be careful. Bleach that kitchen before you cook in it.
I know. Well, I'm not going to cook. So I, instead of cooking, I make these beautiful, beautiful, colorful creations and for fun. And that's it. That's all I've got. And vote.
Okay.
But by the time this comes out, we'll probably...
Voting will have been done.
Yeah, we'll probably already be living in hell. So...
Oh, no, don't say that.
No, we'll be living in the free, in the beautiful future.
Okay. Well, if you like this episode of Why Won't You Date Me, you can like it, you can rate it, you can subscribe, give me 5 stars, a review on Apple Podcasts. If you want to say something nasty to me, no dick pics, Mars goes through it, I don't see them, you can message Why Won't You Date Me podcast at gmail.com and I'll read it. This is a nasty little message. Okay, we could totally queef back and forth into each other like beautiful bisexual harmonicas. Love you. All right, cool,
thank you,
that's it, bye bye. That's it for Why Won't You Date Me with me, Nicole Byer. Why Won't You Date Me is produced and engineered by, oh, the sweetest woman I know, Marissa Melnick. It is executive produced by other wonderful people, Adam Sachs, Joanna Solotaroff, and Jeff Ross. Thanks for listening. I love you. Thank you so much. We'll be seeing you next Friday with a brand new episode. What a treat. What a dream.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at tmobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at tmobile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.